We've got a phenomenal call lined up for you tonight. We're going to dive right in. We typically have our arrangements at the very beginning of the call where we do a little bit of recognition. But tonight I'm just going to throw out a couple messages for y'all that I want to make sure you all experience. I say FYI after the call tonight. And double-check all the information there because there's some information now about the worldwide adjustments to the executive leadership pool. You've got to see what's happening. There are some things moving around there that you got to know about. And, person informed is a person really, really in charge of their business. So you want to go check that out. Also, guys, if you have not yet gone to your cell phone and downloaded the guidebook app so that you can keep abreast of all this new information, you want to do that as well. So those are just a couple of quick announcements that I have for you tonight, and then we're going to get right into the call tonight. I'm going to turn it right over to Leader, and let me introduce her here real quick. For those of you that are new to the call, Susan Sly is just one of the most amazing people on the planet. Been fortunate enough to know her now for the 7 years that I have been in Isagenix, and she has just been a tremendous resource for me, not only as a mentor and a guide and a teacher, but as a friend and a personal trainer. So I just really enjoy our relationship, as I know all of you on this call do as well. Yeah, She really has a gift of giving to this community, and that's what I love. I just finished reading the book, The Go-Giver, and it's all about how much value you can add to other people's lives, and Susan does that extreme. I'm telling you, if you look her up in the book of the Dictionary of Go-Givers, her picture is there. And so it just gives me great pleasure to be able to turn the call over to her tonight. She's very, one of the most successful people I ever know. And being in this Isagenix world with her and knowing that she's there to guide us along the path that she has made wide with her machete and her travels is just really, really comforting to me and to my team and to all of the teams on this call tonight. So I'm going to turn the call over to our own Isagenix millionaire, one of my favorite people on the planet, Susan Sly. It's all yours.
Well, thanks so much, Kevin. It is amazing to be here with everyone, and I want everyone to take your index finger and tap yourself on the chest and say, I am a champion, and you really are. I want to acknowledge everyone who's dialing in from Australia. Good Tuesday morning to all of you in beautiful Australia. I'm sure the weather is just spectacular, and good evening to everyone from all over North America. I know I haven't looked in the last moment, but our lines are tapping out at 1,000 per day. And for those of you listening in podcast time, congratulations. This is going to be one you're definitely going to want to share. And thanks again to Larry, who through all of our efforts have helped our be downloaded over 1 million times. So that is amazing. Tonight we have the amazing, amazing privilege to have someone who I hold in the highest esteem, and I've really gotten to know this gentleman over the last 16 months. He's a friend, dear friend, a mentor. We call each other brother and sister. I absolutely trust him implicitly, and there is no one like him. Let me share a little bit about his bio. This gentleman has been a leader in the profession of network marketing for over 25 years, and I have friends who were in his organizations in different companies, and they have nothing but good things to say about him. He's retired from being a distributor, and he's focused on his company, Network Marketing Pro, and this, incredible company is touching people all over the world, and he brings his experience building sales organizations, half a million distributors in over 60 countries. He was the president of a $200 million network marketing company and a co-founder and president of his own company, TPN, the People's Network. And he's an incredible trainer. In fact, recently I was just in Las Vegas. We had a 6- and 7-figure retreat prior to the main GoPro event, and I was so touched by his humility and vulnerability and his wearing of his wisdom. And there were people in that room who had made $80 million, people like myself who made over $10 million, and Alexis and Carolyn and others from our company were there, and we were all just completely moved by his wisdom. And I honestly, just from the 2 days, I have about 40 pages of notes. He's also really changing the face of our profession. He is the founder of NetworkMarketingPro.com, which is now the most widely watched training site in our profession with an audience in over 137 countries. And now, on top of everything, he has just created Rise of the Entrepreneur, which is a global phenomenon. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And he is the creator, of course, the best-selling book and Pro, which has sold now over 300,000 copies. And I know it's actually more than that. He is an amazing father. He's a grandfather, and he shares his time with his incredible wife, who is also like a sister to me, beautiful Marina. So with that, I'd like to welcome my friend, my brother, my mentor, Mr. Eric Worre. Good evening, Eric.
Susan, can you hear me?
I sure can.
And that intro is way too much. I'm now totally uncomfortable. It's nice to be able to be on here.
I sure can, yes.
We were actually out of the house, so I went and jumped in the valet of the car because there was no quiet place to talk. But happy holidays, everyone, and nice to be able to share a few minutes with you tonight and talking about ideas on how to do better.
Well, thank you for giving of your time. I know you have a lot going on, just finishing GoPro and then getting ready for all sorts of things. I know you're going to England next year. You're going to Spain. Everything, and we were talking earlier today. You have a new event. We'll talk about that later on. But, Eric, you know what? Let's dive right in. You and I spoke about earlier today, and it was so powerful when you shared this in Las Vegas, was the journey that everyone takes in the phases of just beginning in this profession and then rising to the top. And could you share about those phases and what they really mean for the folks listening in?
Sure. I'll share it a couple different ways. One is, if you've read GoPro, I talk about it a little bit in the book, is typically people come in as posers. In other words, they're just kind of faking. They're going through the motions, hoping to get something for nothing. They're hoping that they can involve a few people, and those people will do all the work, and they can sit back and collect checks for the rest of their life because they heard that if you got in early or if you sponsored some good people that life was going to be easy and you'd never have to work. So that's the first arena that most people spend a little bit of time in. I spent more than a little bit of time in that arena. And then you kind of graduate once you realize this is a real profession, but you're kind of in an amateur status. You're like an apprentice. You don't have the skills yet. You might have the ambition, but you don't have the skills. That's what most amateurs are defined by. They want success. They have a dream. They have ambition, but they don't have the skills yet. So you can make money as an amateur in network marketing, no problem. But if you want to keep making money, if you want to turn it into a career, then eventually you've got to step into the professional status. Just understanding that you're going to become competent, then you're going to master those and then ultimately you'll teach other people the same skills. So I think all of us go through different phases in this career, and the sooner you can decide to be a professional, the sooner you can decide to go pro, the easier your life's going to be. Mm-hmm. Because in the amateur ranks, you're hoping that you're passing all the way there, and it can only take you so far. In the poser ranks, you're hoping that luck or timing and positioning is going to get you there. And luck and timing and positioning is great, but it's not always going to get you there. Every company's not always going to be in momentum. Isagenix is not always going to be a straight rocket to the moon. There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And what you're going to find, if you guys, have a down period of any sort, is that's when you lose the posers. The posers fall out because they're hoping to get something for nothing. And the amateurs realize that amateurs might be making money when you're in momentum, but then it becomes harder work to make the same money. But the professionals, through all stages, the professionals always make money. They always grow their team. They always develop other leaders within the group because they've got the skills to do it. So I really push on the skills because I think the skills create a future for you, mm-hmm, inside of this profession. And they're not hard. they're just a decision. Not prospect. That's just a decision with all that you have available to you. It's not hard to learn how to invite somebody to take a look at your product or your opportunity. That's just a decision to learn how to do that. It's not hard to do. None of them would be a PhD course in any college. They're just a decision. If you decide to walk away from poser, walk away from amateur, decide to be a professional, understand the seven skills, and go from amateur status to basic competence and eventually to mastery, then life gets pretty easy.
Mm. Eric, it's so powerful, and oftentimes, you know, people will say, oh, you know, if I could only enroll this person, I call it white knight syndrome, WKS, right? Oh, if I could only enroll that person or that person, because all these companies, and a lot of people are posers. They just jump from company to company to company, and leaving a collateral damage. And I want to jump into the skills in just a moment, but everyone to really get grounded in one big key thing here. You work with the legends of the industry, the top income earners, people who've earned 10 million plus, 20 million, 30 million. Could you talk about, you know, professionals have skills, but could you talk about the attitude of a professional? What makes that person a pro based on their outlook?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time asking those types of questions. One for what are the common denominators of people who earn $1 million a year or better? Mm-hmm. I think under $1 million, there's lots of different various traits, but over $1 million, you find that it's pretty standard. One attribute is these people are consistent. They're not hot and cold. They're not super hot, you know, after the convention, and then they cool off a month later and they disappear from the group for a week or two. Consistent. They stay on it. They're consistent with their effort. They're consistent with their attitude. They're consistent with their positive nature. They're consistent with their recruiting. They're consistent with telling the story. So consistency is one attribute for sure. Another one is hard work. The top earners work hard. They work hard to grow a team, and most of the time, they're not working hard to make more money. They're working hard because they're on a mission to help more people. The multi-millionaires, the seven and the eight-figure earners, and the billionaires that I know, they're on a mission to help more people. That's why they do what they do. They don't do it for money anymore. They do it for contribution and purpose. But make no mistake, I think a lot of people get into network marketing and they think, well, this is going to be great because we talk about this lifestyle all the time. The real lifestyle, work involved. There's nothing wrong with work. I frankly, for me, I don't understand a person that would retire because that means you're done contributing to the world. It doesn't make any sense to me. I totally understand not working hard for money, but working hard for contribution and purpose and legacy. The great thing about network marketing is you get to combine all of those things, and you get to have purpose and contribution and legacy and income, because your income in network marketing is a reflection of how many people you help, not how many people you're taking advantage of, which happens in the outside world, outside of network marketing. So one is consistency. Two would be hard work. Three, I would say they're excellent promoters. They know how to promote a concept, an idea, a cause, a mission, a product, an event. They never stop. They're all promoting, telling stories, and painting a vision for people to be able to go out and create a better future for themselves. They're relentless when it comes to promotion. You know, if you come out with a new product, they're relentless. If the company has a campaign, they're relentless. If there's a big event coming up, a celebration or something, they won't stop. The top promoters, because like posers announce that there's an event, for example. Amateurs invite people to an event. Professionals promote the event. And there's a huge difference between each one of those categories. So that's a couple of the things I would say that are common denominators. One other thing that I would say with the top earners is they keep it pretty simple. They don't get very complicated. They keep everything very simple, and it's hard to keep a large organization on a simple daily method of operation. It's hard to keep things simple and focused. It's so easy to complicate things in our world today, and we have to resist the urge to complicate it just so we sound like we're extra intelligent or something. You got to come up with a simple plan and repeat that simple plan over and over. And even if you get bored with it from time to time, understand that your job is to keep things simple, because simplicity duplicates. Complexity doesn't. So those are some of the attributes. I don't know if that's exactly what you were looking for, Susan, but that's what I would say from those top earners.
Absolutely, and thanks, Eric. And when people are listening, understand that what Eric's portraying is where you want to target yourself, being that person, promoting, and also promote mission driven, as Eric mentioned. It's so, so key. Now, we have the attitude, you know, people want it. If wanting it was enough, everyone would have it. So people say, well, you know what, Eric, okay, I'm reading GoPro. I think I'm working hard. I think I'm being consistent. One of the things that we know, professionals, is the skills pay the bills. Let's talk about the 7 skills. What are they, and what do people really need to master if they match their attitude with the skills to get the results?
Well, you look at the bottom line is this. Here's why skills are so important. Skills, when you develop some skills, it's going to build confidence. And without confidence, you won't take action. If you don't take action, you can't get results. If you can't get results, you don't get the lifestyle. And when you don't get the lifestyle, you quit the business. Okay? So skills take you in the opposite direction. If you build your skills, think about anything that you've built skills on, life and your career before. Those skills allowed you to become confident. You became confident about whatever it is that you wanted to do. And with confidence, you take action. And with action, you get results. And with results, you get lifestyle. And at the end of the day, the skills are the thing that will help you get past your fear and move into a better situation. And make no mistake, we are in the fear management business. The dominant emotion in network marketing is fear. And what reduces fear, which in any entrepreneurial endeavor, is fear. And the most successful entrepreneurs learn how to manage that. The best way I know to manage it is confidence. Skills. So I'll just summarize the skills. They're very simple. One, skill number one, finding people to talk to. That's a skill. You need to develop a way to never run out of prospects. Never run out of people to talk to about your product or your opportunity. Skill number two is inviting people to take a look at your product or opportunity. Three is presenting in a way that works and also in a way that duplicates. Four is following up. The fortune is in the follow-up. How do you do that effectively? How do you do that and manage all of those people that you've been having conversations with? Skill number five is closing, helping the person make a decision. Without pressuring them, without making them feel uncomfortable, in a professional way, helping them come up with a decision that's going to work for their life. Skill number six is getting people started effectively. That's where duplication lives. And skill number seven is promoting events. Getting people to attend events, local, regional, national, international. And that's the highest of all the 7 skills. So those are the 7 skills. And literally all you have to do is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 right now. Where are you on those 7 skills? And if you're not very high on some of them, you need to set an intention for the next to raise that number and to become more solid and stop leaning on your upline and stop leaning on the company, what it's been doing for you. Become more independent, become more self-sufficient. The skills The skills build confidence. Confidence will help you. Manage your fear and take action. Action is what's going to ultimately get you the results that you're looking for. So why do I pound on skills? It's the way to create a future. It's the way to create a career. You don't have to worry about momentum. You don't have to worry about being in the right place at the right time. You don't have to worry about the economy going up or going down. You become a self-sufficient team when you develop a few simple skills inside of our profession. And what I like to tell people, and it's the truth, becoming a professional is just a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Mastering these seven skills is just a decision. Once you make the decision that I'm going to do it, I'm not going to be stopped, then it gets pretty easy. But until you make the decision, life is lots of distractions, lots of different things. If you haven't made a decision, guess what? The holidays are going to get in for you. If you've made a decision, the holidays are going to be in a, you know, have its own place, but you're going to get amazing productivity out of this month of December. The amateurs lose the month of December, and it's 8% of their whole year. The professionals gain market share every December, and not by bothering people and being annoying during the holidays, just being professional and keeping their store open. They understand this is a time when you gain on the competition. This is the time when you help people that are desperately searching for answers that you have. So I get pretty fired up when it comes to skills, because I do know that's what's going to create a future for you.
Mm. And with the seven skills too, and I found is I observe people, and I'm sure you do too. And I can look at anyone who isn't where they want to be, and I give you, they either these seven skills, or they have them, but they're no one in their team. They're not teaching it. They're not hammering it down. They're not practicing, and that's the key. I want to talk about events. Two key things. So Isagenics Celebration, August 15th to 18th. The capacity is 10,000. I believe it's already sold to, I want to say, 6,000. It's getting up there. What if you were in the field, which you're not, just in case anyone came in late, but if you were in the field, Isagenics leader, what would you be doing right to for that event?
Yeah, it's really simple. I learned how to promote early, and it's one of my best skills. It's part of the reason why our next GoPro Recruiting Mastery next October is already sold out. You can't get tickets to it anymore. Is because I learned to create value, and I learned how to be extremely focused. And I have a simple thought process. And if I was working with you, my thought process would be all roads lead to celebration. All. Everything's got to be focused. Every thought, every conversation, every communication has to be focused around that. Now, you're going to do things between now and then. There'll be other small regional, there'll be regional things. But everything's got to be focused on that. And if there's a limited amount, I'm glad and set an intention that I'm going to have more people from my team in that room than anybody else. I'm going to get as many of those to my group than anybody else can before they're gone. So my focus is going to be when a new person, I get them registered for celebration. I go through my existing team. I get on the phone with all of them. I get them get the hotel rooms booked. If people can't afford a flight drive-in from Northern California or something, I help them figure out a way to get a bus. I help people solve see things that they don't see. But I run contests and recognition and everything under the sun to get people to attend that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would bring prospects to an event like that, because business people, guess what they're used to? Going and getting on an airplane and going and taking a look at a real business. They have no problem getting on an airplane and checking out a business. And most of you don't even bring prospects. I would bring prospects. That's what I would do. I don't know if the company even lets you do that, Susan. Do they?
Yes.
All right. Well, 100% for sure. I would be bringing prospects to an event like that. It just would be. Look at it this way: if you were a publicly traded company, your distributorship was a publicly traded company, the world would be selling your stock based upon the number of people you have at Celebration, and is it a higher or a lower number from last year? If it's the same, they'd be selling your stock. If it's less, they would be selling your stock. If it's more, they might be buying. If it's a lot more, then they'll be buying. It's the single easiest indicator of the health of your organization, building for something like that. My DNA is to be relentless about something like that. But then some people will say, well, you can't ask people to register for next August. You can't ask them to do that in December. It's only their future. I'm asking people in November, the week before Thanksgiving, to make a decision to attend, wanted to attend this next event for Recruiting Mastery with R.C. Robbins. And we sold out in 1 week. Sold out. Gone. 8,000 tickets out the door. So can't tell me you can't do it in November, December. Can't tell me. Same thing's happening with the event that we're doing in the UK that's happening in next. Most of those tickets are already gone, and they were sold in November and December. So it's about your story, and it's about your passion. It's about your vision. It's not about people's capability.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get pretty serious about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And in things we hammer, and you start planning for the big event 16 months before it even happens. I want to talk about the training that you do. I am so excited. Chris and I are coming to spend the weekend with you and Marina in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And we're so excited, and we have tons of team members registered for next October. You do intensive weekends, mm-hmm. UK, one in Spain. If you need someone to come train with you in Spain, just let me know. And these seven skills are hammered in a weekend, because people could spend 10 years trying to learn them, or they could just do it in a concentrated period of time. Could you talk about that?
Sure. Let me just explain the Network Marketing Pro kind of vision. I put out anywhere between 200 and 250 free training videos every year on networkmarketingpro.com. If you go there right now, there's a video that I did today talking about how to build confidence, unshakable confidence. But about 250 every year, free, no strings attached. You don't even have to subscribe to be able to in order to be able to watch. I've done, I don't know, 1,100 and some since I started doing that. And then there's the book, GoPro, and the audio book, and now Rise of the Entrepreneur documentary. These very inexpensive tools to be able to use to help you grow your business. I don't really have products that I sell. Occasionally I'll have a home study course here or there. And then once a year I do a GoPro Recruiting Mastery event. Like next year it's sold out. We just added one in the UK, and that'll be sold out soon. What you're talking about, Susan, is there's two different things that I do, and I don't have links for or if they want it, but one is a private coaching thing, and it's not for everybody. It's only for people who are really serious. They spend 3 days, and it's pretty intense. There's a lot of emotion going on, but it's designed for a breakthrough. You know, get past what's ever been holding them back. I only do four or five of those a year. So those I do from time to time. And then the Cabo, there's one in Mexico, one in Spain this year. I do a 7-day radical immersive training experience. One is in Cabo San Lucas, one is in Spain this year, end of April, early part of May. They're kind of within 3 weeks of each other. It's 7 days. You come stay, and I put you into the deep end of the swimming pool, and I make you swim. I force you to face your fears. I force you to do the hard work. I force you to take 12 months worth of and put it into 7 days. So you can just get it set in a beautiful, amazing location. But it's really hard work. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of stuff going on. I kind of modeled it after some of Tony Robbins' 7-day mastery experiences. But I, friends, it's super intense in a beautiful location, but it's super intense. You'll be forced to kind of face what has been holding you back up until this point. And by the end, your fear is going to be pushed down into a tiny little corner, and you're going to be equipped with skills. So both of those are super fun. I probably enjoy them more than anything else that I do, because I get to know people and spend time with people doing that. But those are things. Like I say, it's not for everybody. If that's not something you want to do, don't worry about it. You know, keep plugging into the three videos. We'll go down this journey together for the next 20 or 30 years.
Eric, you contributor, and it's like when we launched in Las Vegas, I was people, and I just said Eric has, you know, single-handedly changed the face of our profession. And I know that you've got a lot going on this Monday night. I have one final question.
Sure.
16 days left in the year, and you and I have had this conversation, you know, about the turn pro. What they would be doing within 16 days versus what an amateur or a post do. If you're wanting to be a pro, what do you do with these last 16 days of 2014?
Well, I'm going to give you, honestly, I do two things.
What are you?
One is I would pound on this like crazy, setting up appointments between now and December 23rd. That's what I would do. I would book as many as I possibly have as many cups of coffee as I could between now and then. Together for lunch with as many people between now and then. Get together for, you know, after work drink or something with as many people as I could between now and December 23rd. Appointments, money, and make money, and the appointments are going to give you the opportunity to connect with people during the holidays and tell your story. Get as much as you can between now and then. And then, honestly, Susan, what I would do between Christmas and New Year's is I would be following up on the people that I already had appointments with, but I would be doing radical, and I am going to radical for the coming. I mean, create a plan that you'd be proud to show to anyone. Over the course of, and do it in that condensed burst of time. Get yourself in a quiet place and decide how many people you're going to recruit into in 2015 and goal. And what's your income goal? How many people are you going to have at celebration? How many people are you going to get rank advancing? How many people are you going to help change their life? You know, what's the weight loss goal for yourself or for the team? What's the fit yourself and for the team? How are you going to put together a game plan in order to be able to inspire people around that? I would take those few Christmas and New Year's, and I would have a plan that you just cannot wait to share it with the world. Mm-hmm. My plan, I like planning 18 months out, but my plan ends up being about 40 pages, mm-hmm. probably 40 pages. And I do it every December, between Christmas and New Year's. I get quiet and I put together the game plan. And then it's just real easy. The year is complete in my mind, before it even starts. I just need to go story, show plan, and say, do you want to be part of it or not? Mm-hmm. So that's the combination of both. Productivity for this in motion with appointments, and then taking a minute to plan 2015, so it's something that you're excited to share with people and they want to jump on board.
Mm. Eric, that's Absolutely. Best advice anyone, that anyone can, and thank you, because right now you've just been told exactly what to do, and the choice now, the ball is in your court. You know, Eric works with the best of the best of the best, and has been in your shoes. He's been where you're at, and he knows. You know, and that's why so profoundly impacted all of us and what we're doing. So it's just huge. Well, Eric, I can't thank you enough for your time here. Give our love to Marina.
Yeah, I will. Let me throw in one more before I go. Okay.
Please. Yes.
I will tell you. You guys are sitting in a situation. All of you ladies are sitting in a situation that is pretty rare in network marketing, where you have a very large company in serious momentum. You've got leaders. You have owners who care about you, who worry for you, who dream for you, passionate for success. You have leaders in the field that are so stellar, so phenomenal, that you have a path to run on and examples to be able to emulate. You can model these people's behavior and get their results. You have products that are outstanding, vision for global attention that's unbelievable. You have events that are over the top. You've got everything you need. But one thing I've learned a long time ago, there's a magic thing when you're in momentum. That is time for sleep. Momentum doesn't stay forever. Take naps. Don't sleep too long. I mean, this is the time. Whoever tells your story to the most people wins. It's game. You tell the story more than anybody else, you're going to win. But if you think that what you're going through right now, the growth that you're going through right now, is going to stay at this level for the next forever, it's not. You're in a magical moment. You're going to look back, and there's going to be more millionaires created in your company that are working right now than any 12-month period in history. This is like the people early. And these are the people who are sitting in such a golden situation. But being in the right place at the right time, you've got to take action. In my opinion, whoever tells the story the most is going to win. Get out there and make something happen. And I'm super proud to consider people inside my friends. I think you're doing spectacular things. Proud of what you're doing for the profession. It's really an amazing and awesome story. And Susan Sly, you're a rock star, sister. You're amazing. I wouldn't take time right now out of my skipper for, like, there's like three people in the world that I would, and you're one of them. So,
aww.
Love you.
I love you too, my brother. And I know so many of you want to ask Eric the question, when can have the platform to be able to share Rise of the Entrepreneur? It's in process. We are going to email everyone with the list and let them know. I would encourage everyone to go to networkmarketingpro.com. Email the emails. Just make sure you're everything when you do. Eric is actually going to give you a free training. I watched it. It's awesome. And if you get the opportunity, create the opportunity. Not just if you get it, create it for yourself to train in front of Eric, because you definitely deserve it. That's how I'm starting my year. And I'm so excited. So thank you so much, Eric, for being here. This is the second last call of our year, and I can't think of anyone better to be here. So thank you.
My pleasure. You guys all have a great night, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much. And Kevin, please stand by. All right, guys. Well, you heard it from Eric, and I want to take you into some action, and then Kevin and I will have a bit of a discussion because it's a big call tonight, so we're not going to open up the lines. But grab a pen, and just consider what Eric has said. Making that decision. Who's your dream team 2015? And sing it out with appointments. And so here we are. It's December 15th or whenever you're listening in podcast time. We have really have 8 days to get this done. And really and truly what now is going to set you up for 2015. So I want to give you a few acts. Number one, we find it very, very effective text blast in, text blast in groups. And Kevin and I, something special and fun in the new year. We'll let you know what that's going to be. But, you know, get with some people and jump on a Google Hangout or you know, make a time. Jump on a free conference call. Go to freeconferencecall.com. Get your own conference line. Jump on your markets that go, and let's blast and see how many appointments we can book, and then come back on and you know, 45. How many did you get done? Fun with it. As Eric said, the more appointments you have right now, these are your future leaders. So that's the first thing. So get text blasting. Let this night I know personally, I can't teach you anything. I'm not doing myself appointments. I'm in process, and you know, it's a constant. And Eric said, "Knowles rate all the time. So people say to me, oh, I've run out of warm market. Well, you know what? I've been doing this for 11 years, and I haven't run out of warm market, because every I'm creating new warm market. And so it's just being able to generate leads, having more people to talk to. And, you know, I live here in Phoenix, and believe me, I go to yoga, and everyone's already signed up in Isagenix. It's crazy. But, you know, there's always someone who doesn't know about it, and there's someone else. It's just making that decision to generate leads on a daily basis. The next thing is with regard to New Year's, okay, more people there, the better Tina's going to be. Are sold out, but there are people who want to tickets. There are tickets for sale, and you want to be very, very focused on having more and more and more people there. As Eric said, get creative. Put four people in. I want to acknowledge people like Sarah Cardoni and Delisa Christie, who are working together. They each had a room. They're going to share a room together. They're going to give their other room. They're getting some teammates, putting them in the room. Carpooling. Will be an incredible event. New products, new announcements, incredible training, a powerful way to really start the year. So New Year's kickoff in our team, we're holding almost 23%, which is great, but I think we can even do better. And very, very key there. And then the fourth point is with regard to celebration. The majority of Isagenix plan. Your responsibility as a leader, not your upline or anyone else's, when someone joins, is to let them know about the event, have them calendar it off, start to make plans, be a great promoter. As Eric said, why do they need to be there? What's so important? Excitement around that, because you have people, the better. And if you're a leader on this call tonight, I know Alexis is here. Alexis and I aren't even financially linked, but she never misses a Monday night. I love her like a sister. You know who you are. I know holding extra tickets for celebration. I already have tons of extra tickets because we are organized, and that's the key. The professionals are organized. They're very, very, very focused. They understand, you know, the amateurs and the posers wait to the last minute and hope to buy a $25 ticket to celebration. The professionals plan. And you may say, well, Susan, that has to. No, it doesn't. It has to do with an attitude. Okay. I remember my first celebration. I think there was four room. We lived on Isagenix. We just, you know, we were budget all the way, but it was a life changing event. And that's the key. The fifth thing is that really and truly, it's that extra bit that you're going to do every day right now, and that is about investing in yourself, developing yourself. Maybe it's listening to the GoPro audio, if that's not something you've done, about you know, reading the books. It's about whatever it is that is going to fill you up to grow, and it's making that decision that you're going to do that every single day in every single way. And I see a lot of people, and they come in and they're excited and they're fired up and they're up and they're down and they're up and they're down, blame game, and they're blaming everyone else for their lack of success. The reality is that success success is about us, and it's about growing and going on a daily basis. Sixth point is around go back, listen to this again, and we teach health, wealth, and freedom team. It's really understanding where you're at right now. You know, are you a 10 out of 10 on all the skills? If you're not making over $1 million a year yet, you're probably not a 10 out of 10. There's somewhere to grow. And then go and find out how to develop that skill. And if you haven't done so, on icetheteamsuccess.com, I created 3 webinars. They're about 25 minutes, and they're starting on these skills. So how do you lead, generate leads, get people to take, how do you do a presentation, follow up and handle objections and close. Nice run stuff there. So, and I'm going to be putting up more webinars there so that you know, when skills train at your own pace, and new people in there. Guys, my final message is that I want to see you all be professionals. I love you dearly. Doing this call for 11 years. I want you to grow. I want to see you win, succeed. I want to see you live your dreams. And going to do that is to really start understanding that this is a profession, like and lesson, whether it's becoming an accountant or a physician, whatever it is, it really is about time and making that decision. Like Eric said, it all starts with a decision. Right, Heaven so he can share what he may. Next Monday is the final call of the year, bulletproof. And I am going to be doing a training, maybe a little emotional for some people, but my goal is to get you all bulletproof. We're going to be doing some exercises in that call to bring you in a place so that you come into teen with that million-dollar attitude, because that's what I want to see for all of you. So with that, Mr. I'd love to hear what you're taking away from Eric's call tonight.
Well, Susan, I appreciate that. And you know what? There are so many things that I can take away. I mean, fortunate enough to having back from Las Vegas as well. And he is just doing a magnificent job circling the wagons. I mean, it doesn't matter which wagon you're in, if it's Isagenics or, I mean, name all the other companies out there. He's circling the wagons, and we're winning this battle of this new mindset, of this new business model called network marketing. Of course, it's not new, but this. And that is phenomenal to me. But you know what I really enjoyed about that weekend is that he made us step out of our comfort zone. He made us do some things that maybe we weren't ready to do yet, and that's the difference. You know, he just stressed that difference between posers, amateurs, professionals. Professionals we're going to have things that perhaps we might have not done yesterday. You can do that is to learn the skills, and like you said, we do a great job of training these skills on this call and the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team calls. And I can barely wait till after the first of the year. I know you and I have talked about some things. Just imagine, I'm going to practice my neurolinguistics. Imagine this. What if people left these malls? Well, I meant, be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be exciting. So I would invite all of the people that are listening today to join that thought process and to join us. Not, of course, but then after the first of the year, because we are going to shift things up a bit on these Monday night training calls. It's going to be exciting. I can barely wait.
I know, me too. And Kevin, I can't thank you enough for being setting the tone. It's so powerful. And when Eric talks about professionals contribute and they make that decision, it's no longer about the money. It's about the contribution, and it's just huge. And I want to finish with just a final action as I came to me. One of the things I've done, guys, is you should all by now, if you're training with us, have your 2015 day planner. Those of you who are obsessive like I am had that back in August easily. One of the things I did is I put in all of my events for next year, and I have events that will help me focus on my network marketing career. I have events that are personal development events. I have events that are scheduled to take my health to the next level. And I'm going in 2015 from event to event to event to event to event, because my intention is by this time next year that I'll be an entirely different person, you know, and that's powerful to go forward. So I would encourage those all to get those all calendared and get super, especially if you're not, especially if you're organized. On Wednesday morning, I'm going to be doing exercise health, wealth, and freedom team, 9:30. And it's really, if you challenge putting your past behind you and things keep coming up for you, we're going to be on that. If you go and listen to the podcast, I ask 10 questions, really in terms of self-reflection. So this week, it's about setting up your plan. I would encourage you to plug in. So lots of great trainings coming up, Kevin, and the only common denominator is us, the person in the mirror. So I want to see Facebook. I'm going off to Skype into an inn in Colorado, but I want to encourage you, and before the sun sets in wherever you are, if you're in Hawaii, like me, wherever you are in Australia, tonight, you know, send text messages. People read their texts, and I want to see how many appointments you're going to book, and you can go ahead and post those, share those on Facebook. We definitely want to hear from you. God bless. Just know that you are all highly favored, as Eric said. I encounter many people in many companies, and what we have is very rare and special. And now is that we are in momentum, and the people who share, as Eric said, are going to be the people who really enjoy the residual income for years to come. So with that, I love you guys, and thanks again, Kevin, and we'll be here next Monday night for Bulletproof. Goodbye, and God bless everyone.
Good night.
Good night.